And a very good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nick the Moose Batsford, Commander-in-Chief, tiptv.co.uk. The date, 16th of September. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport, live from the heart of London, St Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading activities. As we always say, do not gamble with what you cannot afford to lose.
We are back with Barry Gibb, who's a research analyst at Beaufort Securities.
Good morning.
I think the second representative from that particular firm.
That's right.
Young Harry comes on now and again as well. But you've got some stocks to talk through with us.
Sure.
Starting off with Smith & Nephew, which is a personal favourite of mine. I've been waiting about 10 years for it to be taken over. It still hasn't quite happened. Anything to add on that?
Well, I think so, yes. I mean, in many respects, traders, of course, they need to make sure that when there is a story there, that they're early on the story, they're not late on the story, and more importantly, that they don't fall in love with the stock. They can always go back and buy it again once it's been realised, disposed of. The situation is, I think that's a little bit where Smith & Nephew is. You're absolutely right, it's a fine company. Good management, £10 billion FTSE 100 company, servicing an ageing population with medical equipment sales, hip replacements, wound therapy, that kind of thing. Well, the situation is, if we look at this chart, you can see it's been quite a dramatic performer. In fact, I think the outperformance started about Q3 of 2013, when the market first speculated on a hostile bid for Smith & Nephew. The shares now trade on around about 21 times full year earnings. That's to January 2015. And that compares with about 16.5 times for its most obvious comparative, which is Zimmer Holdings of North America. The outperformance went to liftoff, as you can see, around about, goodness me, it was midsummer, yeah. Midsummer of this year. And that's when Stryker Corporation of the US, who had been hounded by the press regarding takeover rumours in the press, they said that they were making preliminary evaluations of the group. Now, the point being that the shares now wear a premium for that, almost like it's expecting the bid to come tomorrow. Now, we need to remember that under UK takeover rules, Stryker is not permitted to make an approach for 6 months post-announcement. So that means that if you are a trader and you're exposed to that company right now, you are effectively not using funds which are going to only receive the relevant news item, takeover or not takeover, in Q1 of 2015. That's a long time to take your money off the table. And don't forget, in the meantime, Medtronic has also made a move on Covidien. So the other obvious counterbidder, perhaps a white knight, is suddenly out of play. And a further point you need to remember, the third and I think very relevant point about Stryker making an approach for Smith & Nephew, is the fact it would give it right now an opportunity to participate in a US tax inversion. You know what this is, it's rather complicated, but it means that the domicile territory for taxation would move from the high tax area, North America for Stryker right now, to the UK as it would be under Smith & Nephew.